following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
And now, a list of the most frequently asked holiday questions.
What should I get them? What are they into? What do they want?
And now, the answer to all of those, the Western Union gift of money. It's the gift of possibility because it can be anything.
Dinner and a movie. Dinner and a ball game. Dinner and dessert.
You know, Golic, I think I'm sensing a theme with you here.
And you can send the gift of money for as little as $5 from an agent location around the corner or online. Your money will be available for pickup anywhere in the U.S.
Visit westernunion.com/possibilities to learn more. Western Union.
Moving money for better.
This week, my Target shopping list is full of...
Awesome! Beats headphones!
And I'm also saving on...
The 60-inch Sharp TV! Oh, honey!
And...
Oh my gosh, a Wii U!
Because this year, I'm saving big at Target.
Yes!
And that's huge.
Dream big, save bigger at Target. Buy a 60-inch Sharp TV for only $12.99 and get a $100 Target gift card until December 8th. Use your Target debit or credit red card to save an additional 5% on all electronics and get free shipping at Target.com. See program rules in store for 5% red card discount.
You're tuned in to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. You can join the show by calling the Bruce Furniture fan line, emailing the Dent Popper inbox, by sending us a tweet or a Facebook message. The show that brings you guests that offer the best insight from the top professionals in sports.
Stu Pospisil, Omaha World Herald, Brian Rosenthal, beat writer for the Lincoln Journal Star, from ESPN, ESPN.com, Adam Rittenberg, Steve Sipple, the Lincoln Journal Star, Mike Babcock of Huskers Illustrated, Sean Callahan of HuskerOnline.com,
as well as the top athletes and coaches in sports.
Tim Miles in his initial visit to the Doug and Daddy Show. U.S. Olympian Tervell Delagnev, Doug O'Neill, winning trainer of All Have Another.
Who will be on the show today? Let's find out by heading to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Daddy Show with the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth on the road. I think we've been on the road more lately than we've been in studio, and that's just fine because today we are at the lovely confines of the UNK Health and Sports Center. Doug Duda and Spencer Schubert with you again on this Thursday program, a week removed from being on our way to Indianapolis, and we'll recap a little bit more with that as Spencer pops in here from NTV, and today, the Loper Sports Luncheon is the Winter Sports Luncheon. Twice a year, not only do the Lopers bring in their high school athletes, but they bring in the coaches as well. So Kearney High and Kearney Catholic will be on hand. Runza, as always, provides the lunch. They have a Loper Luncheon every other Thursday throughout the year. But to start the fall sports season and the winter sports season, they bring in the Kearney High basketball, wrestling, talk a little swimming. UNK will be here as well. So that is from 12 to 1 today. They start serving lunch at about 11:45. You're in and out of here in an hour, so come on down and join us today. I think lunch is only $6. Can't do better than that. Have some great Runza. They've got a variety of things to choose from, burgers, Runzas, chicken sandwiches. They throw in the drink, a cookie. I like the cookie,
too.
There you go. It's today here, 12 noon. At the Health and Sports Center, and we get to be a part of that today. So the Doug and Daddy Show is here. We'll talk to one of the area coaches in Kearney High, boys basketball coach Scott Steinbrook, coming up at the bottom of the hour. We'll also answer your fantasy football questions as we do every Thursday with Luke Hoover of RotoWire. So Facebook us or email us your questions for Luke Hoover and the email address, Dent Popper Inbox, as it has been since day one of the Doug and Daddy Show, is Doug and Daddy at ESPN Superstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPN Superstation.com. Well, Spencer, a lot to get into, but we start really turning our attention towards basketball. Nebraska does get back on the practice field this afternoon. Coach Pelini kind of said in passing to a couple of the reporters in Indianapolis, we'll probably go a couple of times this week, take next week entirely off because it's finals week. If you are fortunate enough to have some kids that are up for awards like Rex Burkhead is, he's been traveling this past week. The coaches are out recruiting. Some of them will still be on the road.
Absolutely. And it's an interesting week right now for Nebraska football, an interesting couple weeks, really, because for the second time they are playing on New Year's Day. They have that bigger gap that most teams might not have, obviously, with the later December games or even games starting up here just in a couple weeks. I mean, you have the first game, I think, what is it, December 14th or 15th, something like that.
Saturday.
So Nebraska gets that luxury of having about a month between games here with the Big Ten Championship and now the Capital One Bowl again. And, you know, good luck for Rex Burkhead, a guy that's really had an embattled year. He's only played, what, maybe four full games the entire season. And so anything that comes his way from what he was able to do, obviously, in his first 3 years on the field, I think will be a great accomplishment for him.
And as we're chatting here, some good news for senior I-back Rex Burkhead and senior linebacker Sean Fisher. Add their name to the list. Get that nice little painting. And this is one of those things we get to take for granted. I will talk about that in a little bit. But when you get to cover sports like we do and you have access to where the general fan doesn't, and you can go take tours of the stadium, there's no doubt about it. And for the folks that have all of those academic All-Americans, have a nice portrait right around the training table at Memorial Stadium, and now you can add Rex Burkhead and Sean Fisher. They were named to the Capital One Academic All-American Division I football team today. Burkhead, a first-team selection for the second consecutive year. Fisher is on the second team for the second straight year. Nebraska was one of only eight schools to have two or more players on the Division I team. How about this? Northern Illinois had three players, and Nebraska, one of seven schools that had two. And with those selections, Nebraska has reached an unprecedented milestone, the 300th and 301st all-time academic All-American across all sports. Notre Dame is second, back at 227, and no other school has reached 200. So Nebraska's success on and off of the field continues to grow.
That's a heck of a feat. Just think, 300. Okay, and you said outside of Notre Dame, no other school, period. No other school is even above 200. So Nebraska's got essentially a 100 academic All-American lead on everybody. Everybody except Notre Dame.
How about it? I think this is an interesting topic we'll touch on for just a minute here. I've been around it a little longer just because you're young.
Well, not don't necessarily, feel young.
Not necessarily a rookie, but do you still have the wow factor when you go to cover Huskers, or I guess basically you'd have to say Huskers because you've grown up around UNK. Is there still that wow factor when you go on the road, when you go to a championship game, when you go to Memorial Stadium, say, wow, I'm at Memorial Stadium instead of, wow, I'm here working?
Well, I'll tell you this. I never think it's work when I go to these games and I am able to be on the sidelines. I get more of the wow factor if it ends up being a good game. Like, I'll tell my friends, and you know, when we're in this business, you can be like, oh yeah, I was at that game, or ha 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 ha, I was at the Alex Henry 57-yard field goal against Colorado, I was at the Missouri game where Sue had the interception in the rain, and my shoes have not recovered since. But at the same time, it's not where I look at these guys like most Husker fans do, where you can stand next to Ndamukong Suh and ask for his autograph. We don't do that in this business. Fortunately, I think that's what gets us on that other level, the media level, so to speak, with these players and these coaches, where they're just other people. And I mean, a lot of people realize that, but Nebraska is idolized in this state, and that's what these players have to live through day in and day out. Rex Burkhead, I mean, I have some little cousins that would faint if they ran into Rex Burkhead, and I get to see him on a weekly basis. So it's one of those deals where it's great for the Husker players and even the Loper players here locally that do get idolized. I know Mike Dentlinger, he's starting to get a good reputation here on the basketball side of things, and it's good for these kids to get that recognition and have that fame and enjoy it. But for me personally, the wow factor, I'd say it's gone, unless it's a great game. If the game plays out, no matter the sport, doesn't have to be Husker football. It could be a Husker basketball game tonight against Creighton. You never know. If it's a great game and I'm there, like I was at the 2010 when Nebraska won the volleyball championships.
Yeah.
I was there. That was awesome. That was fantastic. Not only to see Nebraska win, the atmosphere, the Quest Center at the time, now the CenturyLink Center. It was unreal. Unreal.
And I think the wow factor is still there for a lot of people, because when we went to Indianapolis last weekend, I wasn't the first one to pull out my phone and start taking pictures of what was going on in the press conference. In fact, I was really shocked, and I think part of that, and we did it as well. You can get it on your Facebook account. You can get it on your Twitter account. That's how you do it. Mm-hmm. Not only were there 25 or however many TV cameras, and everybody's seen it now where the two coaches pose with the Big Ten trophy and all that. But now everybody's up there with their phones taking pictures as well, trying to cram in there. And we did that and got it up on our Facebook. So, And then you look around the game, people are doing with the atmosphere, running their videos, running their pictures, and then you can bring kind of some of that back and show folks what was going on. It didn't get to go.
And that's what—that's the beauty of our jobs, yours and my job, is to be able to go down there and bring what people don't get to see every day. And I guess the closest thing I've come to a wow factor is when I'm on the sidelines. See, that's the luxury. You're stuck up in the press box. You can't be near the players during the game. I can hear what Bo Pelini's saying when the cameras are rolling on him, and you guys see that on TV. I actually hear what he's saying and how loud he's saying it being on the sidelines. So some of that I can't say here. Yeah. But, so that's always entertaining to see that perspective of it, to be that close. And also, when these games get national coverage and you see some people like Holly Rowe on the sidelines, or you run into a Brent Musburger or a Brad Nessler if he comes through town, or even Gus Johnson for the Big Ten Championship.
Charles Davis.
Right, Charles
Davis. Who can't join us today because he's traveling home. Folks, you should check that out. I'll just Google Charles Davis, and the story is up there about the travels he had. But he has promised to join us here before the Bulls get going in just a couple of weeks.
Absolutely. But to be able to meet guys like Charles Davis, Gus Johnson, Brent Musburger, to meet some of these guys that you guys hear through the play-by-play on TV, on national broadcast, Kirk Herbstreit, Chris Fowler, all the game day guys, I've had the fortune of meeting these guys and actually slightly getting to know them past just a handshake and passing on. So that's probably the wow factor for me, being the industry that I'm in with television sports, to meet guys that are at the top that I hope to be someday.
Doug Duda along with Spencer Schubert live from the UNK Health and Sports Center on this Thursday Doug and Daddy Show, where the Loper Winter Sports Lunch, which includes the Kearney High and Kearney Catholic winter sports coaches and a couple of their athletes, will be here today as well. Last night, there was basketball played here, the first MIAA basketball games that the Lopers have ever played, and the first obvious ones at home. Lopers split. The women shoot well. The men don't in that basketball game, except for Mike Dentlinger. But 57% shooting for the women. They win it 79-62. And the men, they fall in their ball game by a score of 72-61. On the women's side, Melissa Norman, 12 points, 13 rebounds, and 3 block shots in the ball game. And for the men, Mike Dentlinger had 21 points last night, 4 boards, 2 assists, a block, a steal in 33 minutes. A forward, Tyler Shields, had 11 points and 10 rebounds to get the double-double.
Big win for the women. Got to give them some love. Coach Kevin Chaney, I talked to him earlier in the week, and he said, you know, for the first time all year, I think we're healthy. And he doesn't like to use that word often, but right now his team is healthy. And as you saw here on Wednesday night, it's a team that came out and shot well and played well. They played like they're healthy. And I'm actually close to Rich Broderson's computer, the athletic director here at UNK. Get over here and see if they got one of those three-pointer prompts. It's got to be on here. You can't do it every time.
You know they did. And now the Lopers go to Northwest Missouri State Saturday afternoon. Hastings College, they go to Lincoln and sweep Nebraska Wesleyan, 56-49 for the women. Freshman Chelsea Morton just down the road at Holdridge, 12 points. Melissa Thompson had 11. And then on the men's side, shows you how important the free throws are because Hastings won the battle at the free throw line, and they won the game 64-58. They were 17-20 from the line, while Wesleyan was 13-24.
How about the Hastings College men? Coach Creech's final season, all the emotions that's packed into that, and they come out and they beat UNK this year. Granted, UNK at the time was banged up, but a win over UNK, who has proven to be able to take down a Colorado Mines, even when they're banged up, but beating a nationally ranked Division II team. And these guys for Creech's club, they're doing some good things for them, and it's interesting to see how this will all shake out for them this year.
And you take a look at they went into the season losing their top player, Tyler Reinwald, to injury. Nobody. Two shockers. The Hastings men are 10-2, and the Nebraska men are 6-1. We'll talk more about that coming up in a little bit here. The Nebraska-Creighton ball game tonight, 7 o'clock. You can hear it on 1230 KHAS AM, but unfortunately no television tonight. And Tom Chattel has a little article in the World Herald about why that is, and ESPN decided to pick it up and put it on their stream at ESPN3 so that you have to go that way to watch it. And they hope to expand their coverage that way. 888-455-ESPN if you want to join us, 888-455-3776, or you can email the program douganddaddy@espnsuperstation.com, douganddaddy@espnsuperstation.com. The Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth is on the road today here at the Health and Sports Center for the Winter Loper Lunch with Kearney Catholic and Kearney High coaches and athletes. And at Midway, the Midway Auto Group, Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, they are getting ready for, obviously, rodeo next week. Are you going to that? I'm going to that next Saturday. Bull ride. And it's not rodeo, it's bull ride. Yeah. Let me get that right here.
You know, one thing to pass along too, the rodeo finals in Vegas, of all things.
Yes.
The big one, the NFR. My fiance's mother, she's flying out Friday. She's going to be there. She's got, she's actually going down with Wrangler, of all things. She's actually getting up in the boxes, getting the spiffy treatment. She's going to have some fun. But, yeah, big rodeo weekend all in all, obviously.
Well, there you go. And, folks, they've just announced their Facebook page will be giving away tickets to their suite for the Storm game, Midway Night and Ugly Sweater Night, December 15th. So there you go. Check that out, folks. It's all going on at thinkmidway.com, their Facebook page, going on as well. Boy, you never know who you're going to see walking through the hallways here at UNK. But they've got Career Day going on and a lot of things going on here for future UNK student athletes, hopefully. So great to see everybody here. I know a lot of these folks are up from Cedar Valley, the Greeley, Walback, Cedar Rapids area, taking a tour of the UNK facilities here today. But getting back to Midway, if you're going to go out to Vegas and you're going to drive, why not do it in one of the great Cadillac SRXs? They are available up to $7,400 off the MSRP, which is manufactured suggested retail price. Or how about the all new redesigned 2013 Chevy Malibu? They started under $24,000. How about a truck, the 2012 or 2013 Ram or the Chevy Silverado? Check them out on the lot or preview them online at thinkmidway.com. The Midway Auto Group, Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. We'll be back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show right after this timeout.
Fall is here, and for guys, that means one thing, football. Each week, nearly 12 million men settle into their favorite recliner to cheer on their favorite team. For men over 30, the inactivity creates lost muscle tone, reduced sex drive, and excess belly fat. This year, don't get sacked by the football season. Change your game plan with the help of Complete Nutrition's strongest, most potent youth energy and weight loss enhancer, the Charger Pack. With its new testosterone-infused formula, the Charger Pack delivers men over 30 the fastest, most undeniable results possible. Regain your muscle, recharge your libido, and sack stubborn belly fat with the Charger Pack, available exclusively from Complete Nutrition.
If you experience excessive weight loss in your first 10 days, please contact your Complete Nutrition consultant to adjust your plan.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of SunMart on 2nd Avenue.
Complete Nutrition.
December is Customer Appreciation Month at Subway Restaurants, so we're thanking our customers for being such big fans with $2 6-inch subs. The Cold Cut Combo or Meatball Marinara. That's right. The crowd-pleasing Cold Cut Combo or Meatball Marinara are $2 each for a 6-inch sub. Only in December. Appreciation tastes amazing, so get these two subs made fresh for you for $2 each. Saying thanks is a great deal, so hurry in. Subway. Eat fresh.
Prices and participation may vary. Limited time only, plus tax for applicable prices. Higher and less than Hawaii. Additional charges for extras.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
It's not easy finding holiday gifts and staying within your budget. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today and find great gift ideas starting at $5.99, including performance tool hex set, Dorsey 4-LED waterproof flashlight, slime tire pressure gauge, and more. O'Reilly Auto Parts has your holiday shopping in the bag. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Thursday night, one of the NFL's best rivalries takes center stage as the Denver Broncos visit the Black Hole to face the Oakland Raiders. Hi, this is Kevin Kugler of Dial Global Radio Sports. Join Trent Green and me for all the action from the Subway Fresh broadcast booth. Peyton Manning's Broncos are riding high. Can the Raiders knock them off their high horse? Or will Denver notch another victory on its march to the postseason? Tune in to find out. If it's Thursday night football, it's right here.
On Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
We'll see considerable cloud cover and some breaks of sun at times as well today with a spotty threat for a few showers or sprinkles. Otherwise, looking for highs at about the lower 50s with north winds 10 to 20. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, it's 46.
The Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. Want to tell you tomorrow, Ross Halford is out at the big Ironman Wrestling Tournament, and he is going to be joining us live tomorrow to talk about some December wrestling with the Flatwater Fracas, East-West Duels, first weekend, kind of really our first preview of the high school wrestling season. And Ross will be among our guests tomorrow. Of course, Jim Lang will be in as our co-host, Spencer Schubert, NTV, co-hosting with me today as we are live at the UNK Health and Sports Center for the Winter Sports Lunch. UNK, Kearney High, Kearney Catholic coaches and players will be on hand. And folks, don't forget to vote on our poll question, because coming up Saturday night here on ESPN Radio, coverage of the Heisman Trophy presentation. And now it's time. I haven't even told anyone how I voted yet. Well, I've told one person. I've told one person how I voted. So we will release that on Monday. But it's no big shocks, folks. Our poll question today at ESPNSuperstation.com: which player should win the Heisman Trophy? Not who do you want, not who will, should. Which player, nice whistle, which player should win the Heisman Trophy? Colin Klein, Kansas State, Johnny Manziel, A&M, Manti Te'o, Notre Dame. Here it is, your Spencer, your chance right here. Who is it?
Colin
who should
Klein.
Win?
Colin Klein.
Really?
Yeah, just because Manziel, he had a great season. Don't get me wrong, kid's a freshman, okay? If he wins, great for him, because he's got three more years to win it again. I think that's actually going to hurt him, though, in the voting, is that the voters, especially the alumnus of the Heisman fraternity, they're going to see that, you know what, this kid's probably going to win it two or three times in the next couple years. Let's just give it to one of these other two guys. Then you go down to Manti Te'o and Colin Klein. Te'o has led Notre Dame to the national championship defensively, and that's what many people might view as the obvious pick. Got to pick the guy that's playing in the national championship, right? Yeah, well, Eric Crouch got picked in 2001.
Yeah.
So, I mean, so you got to think they might lean that way. And just to get another guy besides Charles Woodson to talk about on the defensive Heisman list. But at the same time, Colin Klein is Kansas State. Notre Dame has a lot other pieces than Manti Te'o. If Colin Klein goes down, which he did at one point in the year, Kansas State survived. But if they had to go through that schedule without him, they wouldn't.
No chance.
And Colin Klein, in my opinion, and that's what the Heisman's supposed to be. Who is the most valuable player to their team? I mean, yeah, you can look at the great wins. Manziel beating Alabama, the only guy to do it, and probably at the end of the year, the only guy to do it. But at the same time, Colin Klein made Kansas State what they are, and that's why he would get my vote if I had the power of a vote.
Well, a lot more awards are going to be going out tonight with the College Football Awards show. The Maxwell Trophy to the best quarterback, that will tell you a little bit of something, whether Klein, if he gets a couple of these awards over Manziel, that might open the eyes to a little bit of a what people would call a surprise on Saturday night. Our poll question yesterday: Brett Bielema won three straight Big Ten titles at Wisconsin. How long will it take him to win an SEC title at Arkansas? And 59% of you said he will never win an SEC title at Arkansas. 18% says it will take him over 6 years. 14% said 4 to 5. And 9% says he can do it in the first 3 years. I think if he is going to do it, Spencer, and I'm not saying he can't bring in great kids, but I think he can do it early, because I think there is talent there, and I think there is talent rolling in. Now, in a couple, 3 years, because they totally missed out on a recruiting class here. And anytime you have a coaching change, but the weirdness of what happened with Petrino and John L. Smith, there's not a whole lot coming in there right now. He's going to have to do it in the next 2 years, because then he's going to have then you got to see a drop off, or else he did some incredible JUCOs and incredible recruiting in his first 2 years with some young kids.
Well, right now, Brett Bielema has got the situation where he's inheriting an Arkansas team. Like you said, they have some great players. I mean, Bobby Petrino, if he just stood on the sidelines this year, Arkansas was projected, would they start the season at number 8 in the country, in the top 10? So obviously the players are there. Those players haven't left yet. I mean, in a coaching change, you're going to see some players that don't fit the mold of the new coach. They'll leave. They'll do their own thing. But as long as Bielema can get those guys to stay put and try to just really start working into his system, I think he's got a shot in the first couple years. I mean, Alabama, they're going to just reload, as they always do. LSU, the same deal. The SEC is going to be one of those leagues that it's not the Big Ten, and I think Mr. Bielema is going to figure that out pretty quickly. But at the same time, the SEC is a conference with a lot of parity. I mean, sure, Alabama's going to its second straight national title game, but at the same time, teams like South Carolina and Arkansas, even under Coach Bielema, Florida under Will Muschamp is already back at the top of the conference. That just shows you that at any given time, Mississippi State, of all teams in the last couple of years, has been a team to reckon with in the SEC. So I think it's parity. Sports has parity. There's going to be some parity in the SEC, regardless of how dominant the conference is. And Bielema's the guy that's coming in off of three conference championships. See if his team can go win the Rose Bowl now, officially. But at the same time, it's just one of those deals that I think he can.
How about Barry Alvarez coaching in the Rose Bowl?
I think that's cool. I like it a lot. And Barry, I know, he's going to have fun with it himself. And to go up against Stanford, of all teams, I think that actually helps Alvarez a little bit, because Stanford doesn't – they're not an Oregon. They're not a vaunted offense that you have to try to slow down at every position. It's more of they're going to run straight at you and see what you do. And that's almost Big Ten football in all reality. And Alvarez is one of those coaches that knows how to coach against something like that. So I think he's going to have some fun. And don't be surprised if, now that Bielema is gone, that Wisconsin gets that first Rose Bowl win under Alvarez.
Yeah, the Wisconsin State Journal reported that the team captains asked Alvarez to coach the team, and he agreed to do so. I'm sure there's a little more to it than that. Bielema, who lost the previous two Rose Bowls, said they might finally win one. Alvarez told the Wall Street Journal he had not ruled out coaching the team earlier yesterday. Wisconsin has this news conference going on this morning. Alvarez already in the College Football Hall of Fame, and the Badgers won three Rose Bowls with him in tow. So he is looking to maybe go out on top. This will be an interesting one because, as we all know, the bowl sheets are out. Will you pick Wisconsin? Will this make you pick Wisconsin, or will it make you pick Stanford, or will it not hinder your decision at all?
To be honest, it's not going to hinder my decision at all, and that decision is Stanford. I like talking about the idea of Wisconsin winning this game, but Stanford is arguably the best team in the Pac-12. That's why they're in this game. They beat Oregon. I mean, show me another team that's beaten Oregon this year. Nobody. And that might be the end of the case after all these bowl games as well, with Kansas State going up. I think Oregon's going to – or they're going to win that game. Stanford, a team that when Oregon State can beat Wisconsin, and granted, that Wisconsin team then is a lot different now. Nebraska figured that out. They beat them. Didn't do that in the Big Ten championship game. But at the same time, I just think Stanford's going to be way too much. And regardless of who's coaching them, whether it was Bielema coaching his final game or Alvarez coming back for a one-game stint, doesn't matter. I think Stanford's got it.
All right, we're going to have more coming up on the Doug and Daddy Show. We're live at the UNK Health and Sports Center as we prepare for the Loper Luncheon, which is the Winter Sports Loper Luncheon. Coaches and athletes from Kearney Catholic and Kearney High will join UNK coaches here today to talk about their winter sports season. And we've got some high school basketball coming your way tonight on Classic Hits 98.9. We will be in Wood River for a Lou Platt Conference doubleheader. The Eagles hosting St. Paul. Girls at 6, the boys at 7:45. Folks, want to remind you, any of our live broadcasts are also available online at PlatteRiverPreps.com. You can also find photos of a lot of the games, especially that I do, and from state tournament action. You'll see a lot of the photos online for that. Podcasts are up almost immediately after each broadcast, and those are all there free that you can download. And so join us each and every night. We've got basketball. Going to have some good basketball tomorrow. We've got Kearney High and Lincoln East here on ESPN, the doubleheader. Hastings St. Cecilia and Donovan Trumbull play tomorrow night on 1230 KHAS. Gibbons going up to Loop City tomorrow on Classic Hits. So a lot going on there as we get into basketball, plus some good wrestling. Wood River's actually going to have their wrestling invite on Friday, and that's always one of the top ones around. When we come back, we'll get into basketball mode, and I'll ask Coach Scott Steinbrook why there's so much darn soccer on Fox. All of that coming up on the Doug and Daddy Show right after this.
When it comes to Husker game day, my buddies and I head down to Cunningham's Journal, the best place to watch all your favorite sports. Have a great bite to eat, drink the coldest draft beer in town, and most importantly, watch the Husker game on the huge 10-foot projector screen. This year, every time you come for the game, you can register to win a 70-inch HD TV from Russell's Appliance and a Coors Light Super Bowl party from Cunningham's. If you win, could I come? Anyways, escape ordinary and head to Cunningham's Journal on game day, 23rd Street, downtown Kearney.
Right now at the Home Depot, get brighter Christmas savings with 30% off select holiday decorations. Whether in-store or at homedepot.com, You'll find ornaments for your tree, more merriment for your mantle, wreaths, garlands, lights, and more when you choose from a wide range of easy-to-coordinate decorations. And get them at 30% off. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. While supplies last, U.S. only. See store for details.
And now, another smash hit from Flo. Progressive Mobile is always with you, like an invisible friend named Mary Jo.
With Progressive Mobile, you can buy and manage a policy from your phone. Yeah! It goes wherever you go, like an invisible friend named Mary Jo. Ooh, yeah, well, don't call her Mary. Don't call her Jo. Her name is Mary Jo, and she's invisible.
Progressive Mobile. Insurance made easy. Visit progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney, no health insurance. As independent and authorized producers of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, independent licensees of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association, Rich Peters and Matt Myers will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. Their approach is simple. They listen. And will tailor a policy that'll work within your budget. When you need health insurance, just call Rich Peters and Matt Myers, your local Farm Bureau agents. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company. Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We'll see considerable cloud cover and some breaks of sun at times as well today with a spotty threat for a few showers or sprinkles. Otherwise, looking for highs at about the lower 50s with north winds 10 to 20. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, it's 46.
It's the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug Duda along with Spencer Schubert on this Thursday. Coming up, Luke Hoover of RotoWire to answer your fantasy football questions. So be sure to get those in via the Facebook page or via our email, the Dead Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. We are here at the UNK Health and Sports Center because it is the Winter Sports Luncheon, and that means not only will UNK coaches be speaking, but so will Kearney High and Kearney Catholic coaches, and one of those is Scott Steinbrook, who has snuck in here a little early to talk a little Kearney High basketball with us, starting the season 2-1 down at Hayes, and I promised that I was going to ask you, why is there so much soccer on? And by the way, you know, I do streak for the cash on ESPN, and the only way that you're ever going to get a streak going is to get some of those soccer things right, and those are tough.
Well, first of all, you said fantasy football. I thought that's why I was here. I thought I was the expert fantasy football analyst here today. But if you want me to talk about soccer, I will. But, you know, I'd be more than happy to talk a little hoops too. But apparently the soccer ratings are good. Apparently the soccer ratings are going well, and more people are tuning in, and that's why we get to watch that on Sunday afternoons now on Fox instead of another football game.
FYI, the league we both used to be in, currently second. I don't know how. Okay, but
not bad.
So that ought to change at any moment here. But let's talk a little basketball. You went down to Hayes. You didn't have your full team. You'll get your full team back on Saturday for a variety of different reasons. Some kids did some things they weren't supposed to do. Some kids didn't go out. Some kids are injured. So you're kind of coaching two different ways, I'm guessing, right now. How's things going?
Well, all things considered, like you said, we have had some issues in the preseason. Hopefully we've dealt with those and we're ready to move past it. The kids are working hard. We went down to Hayes. We took 10 kids. We took 6 juniors. We took 4 sophomores. So we were really young and inexperienced and undersized. But all things considered, you know, I think our coaching staff was pretty pleased with the way things went. You know, we knew our first game down there, it's against a smaller school, a Catholic school there from Hayes. So we thought we had a pretty good chance there. And we played a pretty tough DeSoto, Kansas team. in the semifinals that had, you know, a handful of 6'5 kids, were able to win a close game. And then in the championship game, Hayes kind of took it to us. We would have had to shoot the ball really, really well to beat Hayes on their home court. Unfortunately, that didn't happen. But, again, all things considered, I thought we got a lot accomplished down there.
Coach, kind of an emotional deal being the fact that you have been at the Hayes tournament since I was born, it seems like. I think the last 20 years at least. You've been down there, and this was the last year, at least for the foreseeable future. What was that like?
Well, you know, we knew going in that it was our last year. If it was up to us, we'd still be going down there. But in Class A boys and girls basketball, there's a new scheduling coalition where that first weekend of the season, all Class A teams in Nebraska have to play in a Nebraska tournament in our schedules. We lose a little bit of local control, so we'll play more metro schools, less regional schools. You know, there's some positives and negatives with that whole system. But, yeah, we've been going down there for 22 years. I think I've been a part of the last 15 of them. My entire coaching career has always started off by going to Hayes, Kansas. You know, there's always an opportunity to pick up a couple wins down there. You know, there's a couple teams that, you know, are going to be tough to beat, especially Hayes, the host school. So, you know, I think there was a little bit of a sentimental feeling because we've been going down there for so long. We'd been fortunate to win it the last 2 years. So the kids knew it was our last year. They were really hoping they could bring that trophy back one more time. It didn't happen, but it was still a good trip. It sounds corny and cliche, but there's some great team chemistry, some great team bonding that, you know, when you're on the road for 3 days, you know, the opening weekend of the season, you really get a chance to talk to your kids and get to know your kids. I'll miss it from that perspective. But next year's schedule, I think we have a tournament with Bell West, Lincoln Southeast, and Millard West. So we start off with a fairly competitive tournament, but that'll bring its own set of challenges as well.
Explain, Scott Steinberg, Kearney boys basketball coach. Was this a coach's decision? Because I can't imagine the NSAA made this decision.
It was coaches and athletic directors from the Class A schools. When they went to the new district setup about 4 years ago, where it's just a serpentine seating method, you know, they wanted to try to get the regular season schedule as equal as possible. Because if you're going to award host sites for your district tournament, you know, you didn't want to reward teams that maybe weren't scheduling, you know, a tougher schedule. And on the flip side of that, there had to be a willingness from the Omaha schools to play outside the city of Omaha. So our schedule is going to get tougher. We're going to drop the Hayes tournament. We won't play Lexington. We won't play Grand Island Northwest anymore. We'll still play Hastings. We'll obviously, you know, Grand Island being a Class A school, we'll still get to play them twice. So they tried to maintain some of those regional rivalries as best they could. But all of a sudden, we're picking up Creighton Prep. We're picking up Millard West. We're picking up Bell West, Omaha West Side, Millard South. So our schedule will look considerably different next year. The good news is we're going to bring back next year a very veteran team that I think will be ready to, you know, to take on the challenges of that new, tougher schedule.
You know, when I was at Kearney, it seemed like we would only play a Lincoln or an Omaha team maybe five times a year. It seemed like you'd have those five games. Three of them would be at home. You'd be excited, like Lincoln Southeast is coming in. The Rowdies would yell at them all game long, and I'd be in those Rowdies. I mean, my JV basketball career, we'll get to that, but I was MJ back then. We'll get Steinbrück to talk about that a little bit, but I mean, to add these more metro games, getting has been the reaction, at least with your team, with that thought.
Well, they like the challenge. You know, last year we took one on the chin when Omaha Central came out here, but it was a great opportunity for our kids to play the best team in the state, maybe the best team in the Midwest, and one of the top teams in the nation. And we returned the favor by going to Omaha Central this year to play them again. So that's we won't even talk about that one just yet. Hopefully we'll improve by then, but that'll still be a tall task. But getting to play Omaha Benson and getting to play Omaha Central, you know, if you look at the teams that we've in the last several years, going back to when we qualified for the state tournament in the mid-2000s, three or four times there, our district tournament losses the last couple of years, our season-ending losses have been to Omaha Central, Bellevue West, Millard West, Omaha West Side, teams like that. So the more that we get a chance to compete against those teams, I think it'll just make us better and stronger and more prepared for that postseason run. Because in the old days, we knew with the same teams we were going to play. We were going to play Columbus, Grand Island, and North Platte in our district tournament. And it didn't matter what the records were of those teams. It was going to be a dogfight in that district tournament. Now, who knows who we're going to play? We just need to make sure that we're prepared to play an Omaha Central in the district finals, or Millard West in the first round, or last year we played West Side in the first round. So we're just beefing up the schedule and hopefully making our team more competitive.
Scott Steinbrück, Kearney High boys basketball coach, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We're live at the UNK Health and Sports Center. They've started to serve lunch here for the winter sports luncheon. Come on down. It's $6 for lunch, and you can hear all about the Kearney and UNK and Kearney Catholic athletes. Okay, Coach, you've got Lincoln East coming in for your home opener on Friday night here on ESPN. You go to Papio South, who picked up a couple of wins. That game is on Saturday, so a travel to the East. I want you to talk about those games, but also touch on what went well in Hayes and what you expect now when all the kids are back on Saturday.
The biggest challenge that Lincoln East is going to present is size. Down in Hayes, you know, we rebounded the ball okay. You know, each team maybe had a 6'4", 6'5", post player, maybe a couple. Lincoln East on their 12-man varsity roster has seven guys that are 6'5" or taller. So right then and there, that's the number one thing that we have to do well on Friday night. Our starting five-man right now is 5'11". Our backup five-man is a 6'1" sophomore. So we obviously have some challenges there, but we need to play to our strengths. You know, while we have to match up with Lincoln East's size and strength, they have to match up with our lack of size and quickness and full court pressure. You know, we're kind of taking a page out of the Don Lee's Kearney Catholic book and just and playing full court, run and jump, trap. We allow our guys that have invested time shooting the ball in the summertime and in the preseason, we give them the green light, and our kids are having fun playing that style. And right now, especially not at full strength, we need to buy into that style. And, you know, I think with, you know, once we are back on Saturday with the full roster, I think we're going to keep playing, you know, a very up-tempo, aggressive style. The kids like it. I think if the fans come out and watch, they'll appreciate the way we're playing. And if Lincoln East can make it into a more knock down, drag out in the paint type of game, that's going to be tough for us. But if it's an open court game and we're out in transition, we're creating turnovers, I think we're going to have a good chance to win on Friday night. Heading to Papio South on Saturday, they might have been the surprise of the opening weekend by picking up a couple of really good wins. So that's Joel Heiser. He does a great job there. Kind of the word of the season in the Metro Conference is transfer. They got a couple of transfers in. Don't know where they came from, but apparently they're pretty good. So they had a lot of guards coming back, and by getting a couple newcomers into the post, that sort of solidified their team. So it'll be a tough matchup, but again, our kids will be up to the challenge.
Well, Coach, you've touched on it a little bit with the Omaha Central game. It looks like February 2nd. You don't want to look past the other 15 to 20 games you have before then, but what does a game like that do for your team with a guy like Akoya Gao in that lineup playing against your team when – you know, you have a D1 prospect like that going over to Louisville. I still believe he's going to the white suit jacket. And, I mean, a game that at least shows your players what can be and what they can aspire to be. And, I mean, you're giving guys to UNK left and right, it seems like, as of late.
You know, our kids just look at it as a challenge. You know, it's honestly, it's just another game on the schedule. We have a lot of improving to do, a lot of other games. But when the time comes to hit the road and go to Omaha Central, you know, our kids will be excited. There's a lot of talk that this might be the best team that's ever played in the state of Nebraska. You know, we'll find out how they stack up on a national level here in their Florida tournament, and then when they play in the Heartland Hoops Classic against Oak Hill. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we'll just kind of see what happens. You know, obviously, you know, we'll prepare for that game just like we do every other game. But going in knowing that we're going to have to, you know, do something pretty special and shoot the ball really well just to be competitive in the game. We played them twice last year. In the first game, the regular season, honestly, I hate to say it, but the game was all but over 4 minutes in. They just overwhelmed us. The next time we played them, we lost by 25 points, but it was a competitive game on into the third quarter, so we got better. Now, Omaha Central's better this year than they were last year. I hope we will be too, but it'll be fun to play at their place, and I'm sure they're drawing fairly large crowds on a regular basis there, so it'll be a good experience for our kids.
Scott, before we let you get out of here, just give the fans that are starting to get in basketball mode and are going to be there tomorrow night, you don't play Scott's Bluff in the regular season. You could see him in the GNAC tournament. Who is, with this mixture of A and B schools in the conference, is Scott's Bluff the team to beat this year?
In terms of our conference, Scott's Bluff in Class B is awfully good. They won it last year. They got a lot of good returning players. Norfolk, while they graduated a few players there, they're still going to be a very competitive team in our conference. You know, looking towards the eastern part of the state on our schedule, obviously playing Central and Benson, Lincoln Southeast, all three of those teams are in the top five right now. So, you know, the schedule is tough. Grand Island is always fun. We play them twice. Both of us are young, inexperienced teams, but I think when you put Kearney and Grand Island together next week, it'll be a good game. And then, heck, on Tuesday, we play Grand Island Northwest. This is a year that they've been kind of looking forward to for a number of years, a very big, very senior-dominated team. So I think there's going to be some good basketball statewide, and in central Nebraska, I think there'll be some real competitive basketball as there is every year.
All right, buddy, we will see you tomorrow night, the call of the Lincoln East and Kearney High girls and boys doubleheader right here on ESPN Radio. And thanks for the time.
Very good. Thanks, guys. Always a pleasure.
You bet. Scott Steinbrück, head boys basketball coach at Kearney High, and all of our guests taken care of by our friends at BK, Kearney's favorite burger for more than 30 years. Get your Whopper today, try some sweet potato fries, or check out a chicken sandwich or wrap at BK. Two locations in Kearney, also Cozad, Lexington, and North Platte. Fantasy football time with Luke Hoover. Get your questions in now. We'll be back right after this.
Are you looking for affordable, high-speed internet? Then Arcom has the service you're looking for. Whether you're in town or rural, Arcom can offer you high-speed internet for only $25 a month. That's right, just $25 a month. Get all your online needs met before the Christmas rush. Don't wait. Call today, 308-237-7266. That's Arcom for just $25 a month. Call today and get free installation. Arcom, 308-237-7266. Call now.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. There are so many reasons to have 1-800-Flowers.com deliver a smile to somebody in your life. You know, flowers just aren't for December birthdays or anniversaries, but also about spreading holiday cheer and just making people feel good. How about tulips in winter? That's warm and elegant. Makes the perfect gift. That's why 1-800-Flowers.com is offering their special 30-tulip bouquet, a full, vibrant bouquet of 30 multicolored tulips. These things are beautiful. A centerpiece on the kitchen table or the dining room table. Here's the reason you need to order today. You go to 1-800-Flowers.com and it'll offer my listeners this 30 tulip bouquet for $30. $10 off the regular price, but only for a very limited time. To get this 30 for $30 offer on beautiful tulips or other bouquets, go to 1-800-Flowers on your desktop or mobile device. Click on the radio mic upper right side, enter Colin. 1-800-Flowers.com, enter Colin, or call 1-800-Flowers and mention my name. There's so many reasons to have 1-800-Flowers.com deliver.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Come on in, let the games begin.
Hi, this is Jeremy from HK Sports Bar and Grill. I want to tell you about some exciting menu changes starting this month. From gourmet burgers and 8 flavors of real New York-style buffalo wings to prime Nebraska beef and barbecue brisket smoked in-house. I also want to remind you we have the perfect spot for private dining. So whether it's Tommy's birthday party, Sally's going away party, your company Christmas party, or you just want to bring the gang from work down for a drink.
Come on in, let the games begin.
We'll see considerable cloud cover and some breaks of sun at times as well today with a spotty threat for a few showers or sprinkles. Otherwise, looking for highs at about the lower 50s with north winds 10 to 20. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, it's 46.
Falling asleep at the wheel again, baby. You're drifting over the line, yeah. Your hands are tied, but you're losing.
Doug and Daddy, home Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, live at the UNK Health and Sports Center for the Winter Sports Loper Lunch with Kearney High and Kearney Catholic athletes and coaches on hand, as well as UNK coaches, to talk about the winter sports season coming up in just a moment. We're going to be talking with Luke Hoover from RotoWire and RotoWire.com. It's either the last week of the regular season or the first week of the playoffs for many of the folks out there, so very important to get your teams squared away for the upcoming season. There is a lot of action going on out there. Starting to see some reports on the websites right now, especially the Tennessee Rivals website, that Bo Pelini may be interested in the Tennessee job.
It sounds like he might have actually reached out himself to Tennessee to suggest.
Or his agent.
Or his agent. Such information right now. I'm checking my Twitter as we speak, where I try to follow every sports entity ever, and I'm not seeing anything yet on Twitter from Rivals or Tennessee or any Nebraska affiliate. So right now it is complete rumor at this time. But
Alma and Pelini kept talking about really how they, I don't know how close they are, but kind of close. Mm-hmm. Remember when Bielema said in his press conference yesterday, I had an opportunity to be a defensive coordinator. Mm-hmm. I wonder if that was at LSU. I wonder if that was with Bo at some point. How close is that relationship? This would make it maybe easier for Bo to leave now that Bielema has left the conference, because mm-hmm. they are kind of the close buddies there. I don't get, and again, Bielo is making 3.2 plus whatever at Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. Bo's going to get 3.1 at Nebraska. The money in the SEC, it costs more everywhere you go than in Lincoln, Nebraska.
Yep.
If he leaves, it's because he wants to be a head coach in the SEC, and you cannot give me another reason. There's no family there. There's no other reason. I mean, if they give him $5.5 million, that's one thing, but they won't do that. So, folks, get ready. Rein it up, because you're going to be hearing a lot about that here in the next few hours and the next couple of days, it sounds like. And, of course, Husker's practicing again today. Somebody's going to have to ask him.
And right now, Bo Pelini, that's been the rumor. Even when the Arkansas was still open and Bielema ends up taking that, Bo Pelini was recommended for that by a lot of people. And now Tennessee, another SEC opening. It'll be interesting. I mean, even think about what was it last year when Ohio State, before Urban Meyer officially took over, everybody's saying he's leaving for Ohio State. So is Bo Pelini going to ride out with Nebraska here? Is he going to stay, or is he a guy that you see? I mean, let's ask you that before we dive into fantasy football. Do you see him just being a guy that when the offer's right, he's gone?
I guess. And with T.O. leaving, maybe it makes it easier for him. Everybody that's listened to this show more than once should know my opinion on this. Yeah. If you want Bo to leave, you're a moron, folks. Yeah. That's what I think. Mm-hmm. He needs to sit back and relax. Bruce Furniture, help Bo out. Get him to sleep. Get him to not pay attention to this stuff. They've been doing it since 1977. Kearney Hastings, Holdridge Alliance, Bruce Furniture takes care of you, and they want what you want. They want you to have it the right color, the right size, the right design, the right price, obviously, and they're able to do that because they can compete with the big chains in quantity buying and freight charges, so you'll always get the low price. And Bruce Furniture continues to maintain that small town family owned business attitude of taking care of each customer individually. Stop by and see them. Get ready for Christmas time. What a great gift it would be to update your home at Bruce Furniture, Hastings, Kearney, Holdridge and Alliance. And Luke Hoover from RotoWire and RotoWire.com joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Good morning, Luke.
Hi, how you guys doing?
Well, great to have you back on board. Now, Spencer and I are just going to throw out, you're not perfect. I just want to tell you that right now. You're not perfect, and I get that bad feeling because Tony Romo scored a few more points this week than RG3, but you can only go by matchups, and I think maybe we haven't talked about that since week one. You're giving people advice on the best matchups and the trends of the season. How do those trends change now that fantasy football players are going into the playoffs and maybe some of these NFL teams are out of playoff contention?
Well, you know, that obviously impacts things some weeks. You never know when, you know, a team that's struggled all year and they're obviously out of contention, you know, sometimes the coach loses the locker room, sometimes the defense just kind of gives up, and then, you know, it affects, obviously, fantasy play. The Eagles have a lot of talent on their defense, but just haven't played particularly well all year. And in recent weeks, even more so, have been giving up just a ton of points. You know, they let Tony Romo obviously go off, and Cam Newton the week before had his best game of the year. So, you know, it's looking like you probably want to play your quarterback if he has an opportunity to play Philadelphia. And he's, you know, it's a close call between your other options. But, yeah, there's definitely those teams that are kind of going to pack it in a little bit. You're going to also have some bad teams, you know, that are going to try to play the spoilers. So you really have to pay attention, you know, week in and week out to just kind of gauge how a team is playing and, you know, what level they're competing at. So a team like Kansas City, you know, they're terrible most weeks, but they actually played pretty tough last week. So it's kind of hard to say. Still, they gave up yards and points as far as fantasy, but those are just some trends to watch out for.
Well, let's get after it. Let's get to the questions we have for Luke Hoover of RotoWire from our Facebook and from our email accounts. So let's start. John is in two different leagues, so he's got two questions. He goes, I need to start two of these three, Doug Martin, Alfred Morris, Bryce Brown.
Ooh, that's actually some tough decisions right there, because all three of them are guys I'd say start every week. Between that group, I'd say it's almost impossible to bench Bryce Brown if he's the lead back right now with McCoy out, because he's been phenomenal these last 2 weeks, so I would play him. And Doug Martin's not really a guy I can see sitting, although Alfred Morris has been hot in the last couple of weeks. He's topped 100 yards each time. Baltimore hasn't given up a lot of touchdowns, you know, through the air or rushing the ball, and I think their defense is going to play tough this week versus RG3 and the Redskins. I would probably put Morris on the bench of those three.
And he needs to start three of these four, so which one does he bench? Chris Johnson, Bryce Brown, Noshon Moreno, C.J. Spiller. Which one do you keep on your bench?
That is another tough one because all those guys are strong running backs with good matchups. In particular, Knowshon Moreno, who is probably, you know, of the four, you know, not done as much this season, obviously, with missing a lot of action. But that matchup's so good versus Oakland. I would probably put a guy like C.J. Spiller on the bench just this one week because I think Chris Johnson's going to have a bounce back against the Colts.
Another question from Austin of Kearney. He wants to know, should he start Macklin of the Eagles, Gordon of the Browns, or Bess of the Dolphins? He guesses.
You know what, none of them have like a particularly tough matchup, but the best would probably be Macklin's. He hasn't done much this season, and Gordon's coming off a nice game, but the Bucs are giving up the most passing yards of any team in the league. And Macklin is still the best receiver in Philadelphia. I'd like his chances of having a nice week.
Terrence says, I've got two flex questions. First, Bryce Brown or Reggie Wayne?
Bryce Brown. I can't really bench him. You know, the way he's played recently, there are only so many guys I think I'd play over him.
Second flex question, Roddy White or Stephen Ridley?
In the flex, I'd probably stick with Roddy White. Ridley's been very solid, and he's getting in the end zone in recent weeks. But the Texans have given up the fewest rushing touchdowns of any team in the league.
All right, I need you to start two of these backs for me. You said sit C.J. Spiller. Would you sit him with Frank Gore and Knowshon Moreno, who's making a comeback in Big D? The other, well, maybe Little Denver, D, since, yeah, Big D's down south.
You know what, I'd probably, between that group, lean towards sitting Spiller as well, just because he only got the 14 touches last week, and he had a nice game with them. He got in the end zone, but it was his first score in quite a few weeks. And if he doesn't score and he's not, you know, he doesn't see enough touches, he could be down. Moreno's had 24 total touches each of the last 2 weeks, and he's playing the worst defense in football, and he's been effective. And Frank Gore is just a guy who, you know, the 49ers have to ride a little bit. Miami's run D is tough, but just the volume of carries and touches he should get, lead to some good production.
Scott and Kearney says it's a standard league. He needs a flex play as well, starting one of these: Crabtree, Josh Gordon, or Larry Fitzgerald, now that Skelton is back at quarterback.
You know what, I wouldn't. He was much more effective than Lindley. I'm not quite sure where they had that little experiment in Arizona. So I'd put Fitzgerald back in the lineup, and I like Crabtree most weeks. You know, going forward, he's getting a fair amount of targets.
All right, you've been high on Matt Ryan all season long. It's time to ask you, with his struggles as of late, he's projected for 21 against Carolina. Do you start Matt Schaub over Matt Ryan?
You know what, that's a coin flip. It's a really tight call, and I was actually just looking at Jeff Erickson's rankings. He does a value meter for RotoWire the other night and saw that he had Schaub one spot ahead of Ryan, and that's probably right where I'd put him. I think he's going to throw the ball a lot in New England, Schaub is, rather, and he's just been playing a little bit more solid than Ryan in recent weeks. It's a close one, but I'd give it a nod to Schaub.
All right, we're about ready to wrap things up here with Luke Hoover of RotoWire. Cam Newton this week or Andrew Luck?
Ooh, another close one. You know, Newton has played well of late, and the difference between him and Luck recently is that Newton's not turning the ball over where Luck has been. But you know what? Luck is just passing the ball a little bit better. I'd probably give him a slight edge.
Play Steve Smith or Josh Gordon?
Steve Smith. Carolina's going to need him. Brandon LaFell's got turf toe. Greg Olsen's dealing with a little bit of a back issue, so Steve Smith should see a lot of targets.
All right, Luke, we are out of time for this Thursday. Appreciate all the knowledge all season long. We'll talk to you again next week.
Sounds great. Thanks, guys.
Folks, don't forget, rotowire.com is there for you 24/7 to answer all your fantasy football questions. And let's wrap things up, folks. Don't forget to watch tonight's football action between the Denver Broncos and Oakland Raiders. Cunningham's is the place to be in downtown Kearney. They'll take care of you for lunch. They've got evening meals off that great menu, whether you want burgers, pizza, the bacon-wrapped shrimp, the steak skewers. It's all there for you at Cunningham's Journal on the Breaks with entertainment all weekend long, NFL and college football, and Nebraska-Creighton tonight, so you can watch it all.
The only place you can find it, ESPN3.com.
I'll bet they'll do something for you.
You got to hope.
They're there at Cunningham's. Let's wrap it up, Spencer. Hey, thanks for coming in. We'll see you next week.
Always a pleasure.
We got to go do our duties here at the UNK Health and Sports Center for the Winter Sports Luncheon. I want to thank Luke Hoover for joining us, Kearney Boys basketball coach Scott Steinbrook. Tomorrow, Boss Halford of HuskerMat.com among our guests to talk wrestling. For Spencer Schubert, I'm Doug Duna. Thanks for joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.